This audiobook is distributed by Christian Audio. Please visit christianaudio.com to offer your impressions of this work and to explore additional titles.
When his daughter visited, the thing that she remembered the most was the blowing of a conch shell. Esther Edwards Burr, who was the daughter of Jonathan Edwards and the wife of Aaron Burr, and the mother of Aaron Burr Jr., who would go on to be America's third vice president, was visiting her parents in Stockbridge, Massachusetts. Growing up in a pastor's home, she was used to a busy Sabbath morning. Having 10 siblings, 11 children in that family, she was used to a very busy house on Sunday mornings. But in the 1750s, her parents had moved away from the town in which she was born. They had moved away from the church. They had moved away from the home that she was familiar with. And they were 50 miles to the west in the wilderness town of Stockbridge, Massachusetts. It might as well have been 500 miles, 5,000 miles to the west. This was the Howling Wilderness, an outpost there in the Berkshire Mountains, as the Housatonic River snaked through and carved out a plain. And on that plain, there were about a dozen or so roughly constructed log homes and rows of teepees. And living in those teepees and log homes were 250 or so Mohican, Mohawk, and Brotherton Indians. And there on the plain was a house.